to Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. My name is Pepin Middlehauser. Reading for you, an essay by Mara Silver, titled Conserving Cliff Swallows in New England, originally published in The Observer in 2021. A few years after graduating from college in Maine, I became aware of cliff swallows purely by accident. I was watching small, colorful birds swoop past me with beaks full of mud under the eaves of my house, where they were constructing bottle-shaped nests lined up in a row on my house in Massachusetts. It was early May. Cliff swallows originally nested on cliffs, primarily in the western part of the country. As European settlement moved westward, cliff swallows expanded eastward, taking advantage of buildings for nesting sites. At my newly adopted colony, it wasn't long before there were 21 nests under the eaves. Soon after the nests were completed, however, house sparrows were entering them and stuffing them with grass, and nests were falling. House sparrows are a non-native species that can outcompete native cavity nesters for nesting sites. The colony dwindled down to a single pair that had constructed their nest in a location the house sparrows had not discovered. I kept an eye on it, hoping to see the progress of the breeding season unfold. On one of my daily checks, the nest was gone. It had fallen along with two small nestlings. My mind raced as I tried to figure out what to do. I quickly created a faux cavity-type nest of wood and cardboard, an incredibly shabby rendition of the original. I nailed it to the former location of the nest and put the chicks inside. Luckily, the parents accepted it, and they raised their chicks to fledging. This led me to wonder if cliff swallows were facing these issues at other nesting sites in Massachusetts. It turned out they were, and this set me on my path to working with swallows. I was given access to a farm that once had the largest cliff swallow colonies in the state. By 1991, however, it had dwindled to just over a few pairs. I planned to observe and experiment further, with the intention of discovering management activities to increase breeding success. My first task was to eliminate house sparrows, which I accomplished over several years. I supplemented the swallow's mud source with natural clay to see if that would prevent nests from falling, but it didn't. It is thought that nests today fall because they do not adhere to painted barns. The following year, I made the installed fired clay nest starts, intended to look like the start of a cliff swallow nest, and to which the cliff swallows appeared to be attracted. With house sparrow control, installation of nest starts, and an expanded mud source, in just 3 years, this colony expanded from 6 to 30 to 63 pairs. I hoped the colony would continue to increase, but then I learned about swallow bugs, an ecoparasite specific to cliff swallows that can survive several years without a host. Present at most cliff swallow colonies, the swallows will abandon and recolonize sites within a certain geographical area in alternating years to avoid them. I think the bug's presence explained the variation in numbers of nesting pairs at the farm over subsequent years. Cliff swallows are members of a group of birds called aerial insectivores, which feed on insects while in flight. The group is showing steeper declines than any other group of birds in North America, according to the 2019 North American Bird Conservation Initiative, NACBI. In 1992, 34 cliff swallow colonies were detected in Massachusetts. In 2020, 15 were detected. More recent causes of the decline are not well understood, but in addition to habitat loss and competition from house sparrows, factors implicated are pesticide use, changes in insect spray quality and quantity, and climate change. These same pressures are also believed to be affecting cliff swallows in Maine. Of all of the factors causing declines, nesting habitat is most tangibly addressed. Today I work with landowners, land managers, and scientists using many of the techniques I developed early on, with the addition of some new ones. With these efforts, hopefully we can keep these colorful summer visitors around while we tackle the larger issues, like pesticide use and climate change. To learn more about how you can help cliff swallows, visit www.swallowconservation.org. This has been Conserving Cliff Swallows in New England by Mara Silver, an essay from the Maine Natural History Observer from 2021. Read for you by Pepin Middlehauser. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.